The Center for Disease Control and Prevention in the U.S. has called for the strengthening of laboratories in Ghana to improve laboratory testing and quality. Its resident advisor to the president of the Malaria Initiative, Dr. Philip Briggs, said regular workshops must be organized for laboratory technicians to equip them with the necessary skills on how to improve their service delivery. Dr. Briggs made the call at the opening of a workshop on strengthening laboratory management towards accreditation in Accra. We bring you Victoria Hadji's report.
The Strengthening Laboratory Management Towards Accreditation SLAMTA program seeks to equip selected laboratory professionals from laboratories all over the country with special skills to improve their service delivery. The trainees at the end of the workshop will also teach their peers within the country. Participants at the 2 weeks training are being taught how to teach SLAMTA using a prescribed toolkit. According to Dr. Biggs, the quality of laboratory testing should be of great concern to every country, adding that accurate laboratory test results will help countries come out with measures in eradicating common diseases. It will also enable them meet the WHO standards.
Labs are very important. Their work is cuts across different illnesses and different diseases in different parts of the country, different regions, classes, age groups, genders. And so it's really important to have a strong lab system in order to really know what's happening in a country. You can sort of assume that something, like in my work, it's, you know, people assume that if you have a fever, it's malaria. But if you don't have a good lab, you may not really be catching what's going on. So lab services are really important, and we are training them to train others. These are people who will get these enhanced skills because we want for them to be accredited, and we want for labs to be accredited. We want them to meet a certain standard that's like set forth by the World Health Organization, and in order to do that, your lab technicians have to have a certain level of skills. And so we're training these people so that they will meet that criteria.
The program manager of the National AIDS Control Program, Dr. Ni Akwe Adu, believes SLAMTA program is of great benefit to Ghana.
This training, which fortunately is from CDC, is to help train people locally who would have the capacity later to train other laboratory practitioners to bring us up to the stage where we would meet the WHO qualification. They are being trained as trainer of trainers, so they will subsequently be training other people. And it's not like the training where you come and then you go out with a certificate. They must pass. So once they pass, they get their certificates, and those in Ghana will become the persons, focal persons for training other laboratory service providers in the Ghana Health Service and Ministry of Health.
In all, 24 laboratory technicians are taking part in the workshop. 14 are from Ghana and the rest from Kenya, Swaziland, Malawi, Uganda and USA.
Victoria Hadji filed that report.